Hi guys, welcome back. Does anyone miss me? So I know it's been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since I released a new episode. And sometimes I keep saying podcast instead of episode, but I'm still getting the hang of it. But it's been 2 weeks since I released 2 weeks or 1 week actually since I released the new episode. And I'm happy to be back again on my usual Thursday evenings. So, as you all know, as you all very much know, I turned 25 on Monday, but I started by my own orchestration. I started turning 25 on Sunday, 4th of April, although my birthday is April 5th. And I'm so grateful to God. I'm so thankful. I'm so happy. You can see this evening, I'm not going to complain about any schoolwork because right now, just me being 25 trumps every other thing right now. And I'm so grateful to God. Today's episode is particularly special. Honestly, I feel like it's special. I feel like it's a special one. Although people would say vulnerability is my strong suit, but today, whatever I'm going to be sharing in the subsequent parts of this podcast is beyond me. I knew when I recorded you back in Nigeria, I was going to share it. But back then, I thought I didn't care. But now I care so much, I'm so scared. I've shed a few tears tonight because of fear. But let's just hope. I don't believe the episode is for everyone, but for whatever reason, I'm being led to finally share it. I thought I was going to share it when I'm talking about visa and all that, but now you know what? Till whenever you get there, if just know that if you cringe when you hear me talk, just know that I cringed 1 million times how you cringe because I'm so scared how people are going to see me. I'm not one of those people that say I don't care. I actually care what people think about me. I do. To an extent, at least. Did my tummy just growl? I do. I care to a very large extent. Well, and by the way, you guys, pro tip for anybody, I'm actually having iced coffee right now, so because I'm trying not to eat too late at night. So I saw this for most of you follow my personal page. There's this kitchen muse I follow, I follow her religiously. She shared this hack with us about making coffee and putting it in your ice cube container in the freezer. And you know, so after your coffee becomes ice cubes, then you put it in a cup and pour milk into it. Trust me, Starbucks has nothing on that recipe. Like, it is so beautiful and so tasty and so delicious. Well, if you're a coffee lover. Okay, back to the main gist. So, why did I do my birthday for 2 days? Like, who the hell do I think I am? Well, you guys might think very highly of myself by myself. But that's on the side. But I decided that, you know, this year I've been wanting to turn 25 for the longest time. Like, I saw it no other way than to take laws into my own hands and do whatever I thought. And God bless America that in this country, on your birthday, when you invite people out, you know, they pay their own bills. So it's not like Nigeria where you have to think of, oh, how do I sort out everyone? And in fact, I was going to pay for people's drinks. Like, that was my own plan. But some my other girlfriend who I talked to when I was planning, she was like, oh, don't, never mind. Even as the birthday girl, someone is not supposed to pay for your food, but I was supposed to take your bill. I was like, you don't mean it. That's, and eventually someone paid for my meal actually, because I'd already told the our server that I'll pay for my meal. Oh well, to jump right into the story. So when I was thinking, oh, what can I do? What should I do? I've always wanted a birthday dinner. I like to eat at a restaurant. So I asked, I have a couple of friends who have been at Cornell for like who did their undergrad here, so I reached out to her. And this particular friend of mine, she's like an aficionado of like the good stuff, you know. She like knows food. She's like this gourmet kind of chef, you know. She's interested in like culinary stuff and all that. So I was like, girl, like, where can we go eat? You know, what are the good places here? And apparently, she has like a list on her laptop of all the restaurants she has been to in Ithaca, and she like pulled them up. She always does her own personal reviews why she likes them. So we went through the list. We saw the ones that had good food, fair prices, good location, good ambience, and all of that. And we put two and two together, and we came up with a list. So I went to visit one of the places. Some I called them. I checked their Instagram page. I checked their Facebook. I really planned for something that could actually be done impromptu, but I was like, I need to get this right. So I visited one of the places to try to see seating arrangement and all of that. So one particular restaurant was willing to seat me and my party of 30. So I actually, by the time I finished writing off my list of everyone who I wanted to attend this birthday with me, it came to about almost 30, like 27 plus, you know. I was even thinking of doing a Zoom link to send to my sisters and some of my girls, you know, let all of us do this party together. But eventually split it into two, because the restaurant I really wanted to go to, like most of you will see from pictures that I will eventually post on the Non-Immigrant Student IG page, where I wore the nice dress and all of that, that restaurant said they weren't open on Monday. So I was like, God, you mean I'm going to move my birthday forward or backwards? So I decided to do it on Sunday, which was also Easter Sunday. And Sundays are my best days of the week. So I was like, oh, why not? So I did it on Sunday, and then but they said you could only see 10 people. So I invited 11, actually, because all of us in that first party were actually Africans and Nigerians. And when I also messaged my engineering management class, I was like, oh, where would you guys like to go to? These are places I have in mind. Someone suggested Texas Roadhouse. I was like, okay, so we'll do the second party at Texas Roadhouse. I did the first one at the Boatyard Grill. And so that was how I had two birthdays, actually. So I at Texas Roadhouse, I could actually invite more people, but I decided not to, because Mondays are like my longest class days. Like I have classes from like 10 to like almost 6 p.m. So I was like, you know what, let's just work with what we have. And so I still had like about eight to 10 people were supposed to show up, but only 5 did. But I still had a good time. I mean, don't worry, you'll see all the pictures and videos. You will definitely see them. I'm so excited that everything went well. Apparently, all my friends that came on the first day, you know, all of them had nice things to say about me, you know. It was so good. It was, of course, not like, duh. I mean, I'm not a bad person. But, of course, it was nice to see people express what they really thought about me. And it was... I'm not sure I'll post all that on Non-Immigrant Student page, but we'll see. I might just post it if you request for it. But it was nice. And for most of you that like my dress, even someone decided to go buy the dress, but it was sold out. Like I said, I put the TOLU in sold out, guys. Mic drop, you know? So, I got that dress for, I think it's 25k naira. And delivery was about 15k naira. So you can do the math in dollars and all of that. But I was hell-bent. I'd already done my savings. But even since I came here, I don't think I really bought new clothes like that, because I was like, this weather. Now I'm back to wearing the ugly jeans and sweaters again, because now that spring is coming, I have to get my act together and go and get clothes for spring weather. But anyway, I was able to save up to get my shoe. Even after the birthday, the shoe now, I noticed that under... the material is peeling off. But like I always say, God bless America. In this country, I can always return and exchange. So I'm definitely going to do that, return the shoe and exchange. If it's in Nigeria now, I would have taken it to a bookie to help us gum it or fix it. But God bless America. I'm taking it back to them to refund my money or exchange the shoe. So yeah, that's really what happened. Some people didn't even show up on first birthday and second birthday, but all in all, it was such a swell time. Even there, I was like, I want to play games. And I was still thinking like, oh, this is Nigeria and I can do the way Nigerians do, play music and all that. But it was such a nice dinner. We just talked, we shaded, because I had PhD students. They had like a couple of PhDs. I had some of my master's students. I had an undergrad at my birthday and I had MBAs at my birthday. So it was nice for all of us to like just drag each other, drag the MBA students, drag masters, drag PhDs, you know. So it was such a fun quality time. And for that, I'm very grateful. I'm grateful that, you know, I'm grateful for all the gifts I got. Like I got so many. In short, on the list of things. So usually I would always tell God this is what I want for my birthday, and some of them came to fruition and I'm really grateful. I also had a friend who got me cake for the second day. Even when I called, I'd already agreed with the woman at the cake shop that I was going to come after my classes. When I got there, they had closed. I say, hey, I know this place. Like if they say they have closed. So my mind, I was already like, you know what? They're going to refund the money no matter what. Even if they bake the cake, they have to refund the money. And I was already using my feisty mind to already calculate how I'm going to call them on the phone and tell them they're going to refund the money. So only for the woman to call me back and was like, can you meet the lady at the shop? that I just called the manager of the shop, because there are two branches. I was picking up from a smaller branch. And she was like, I just called manager of the shop and she's going to come back to open the door for you. When I was telling my friend who ordered the cake, he was like, God loves me. I was like, okay, maybe he does. Because, you know, like, it's not, if it's Nigeria, I would have, you know, don't, you know, in Nigeria, it's only when you shout they used to answer somebody. So I thought maybe if I shout and make a scene, they will answer me. But even on the phone, you could see that my friends who picked me up, they were already feeling uncomfortable by my anger. Because I was actually like, what do you mean by your clothes? Like, I was really trying to be sane and civil. Honestly, I was like, what do you mean your clothes? We had an agreement that you would meet at so-so-so time. What do you mean of? I just kept saying, what do you mean of clothes? What do you mean? Because I was like, how do I have a party without a cake? I'm so used to it, right? But oh well, oh well, oh well, oh well, it was still a good time. Don't worry, I'll try my best to put up all the pictures. This content creation is the real ghetto. I've been trying for the past 3 days to try to put things into IGTV reels and I keep failing at it. I'm like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. So however it finally comes up, please take it. Just help me to take it. I wish it could be better than whatever you see. I won't do a bad job, but I'll try my best. Yeah, so all in all, and I was just usually on my birthdays, I have this tradition with God, you know, it's like a new time, you pray, you know. I'm sure a lot of us also do it. It's just like you want a solemn moment. So I was like, God, what am I really grateful this for? Of course, there are other things I want Him to do for me this 25th year. I have especially a special thing I also want from God, but I'm like, okay, what am I grateful for this past year? You know, and you just take stock of your life and all that. And I was like, okay, God, what am I going to do for this year? And He dropped it in my mind that I should share the testimony of my visa, how I got my visa and all that. I was like, ugh, I've already done that on Aladi Akos YouTube channel, for as many of you that know that. I mean, I already shared my heart out. But I guess that wasn't deep enough. I was like, so you want me to write a caption about it? It's going to be too long. Nobody's going to read that. So even if I put it on Medium, it's too long and it's too mushy. It's too cringy. I mean, it's too much. So I decided that I remember that when I got my visa, actually, all the days leading up to when I got my visa, I remember I recorded moments, you know, and I kept them on my phone in hopes that I would release it someday when I started my podcast. And faithful God, the time has come, I guess. But there's a lot of TMI in it because I was being such myself that I forgot that vulnerability can be too much. So I have to actually cut out some parts, but we'll see. If eventually I have to keep it, I'll keep it. If I eventually have to share it, I'll share it. But to cut the long story short, you know, I don't know if many of you... Okay, so for listeners I have who are non-Nigerians, you might know Adesua, Itomi, and Banky W. You know how for the past 4 years they were probably waiting on God for a child, you know, and all of that. And they shared their testimony. And when I was just watching them, like listening to it, it really inspired my faith. Because I already knew what it is to wait on God and to trust for something. It wasn't my first rodeo or anything, you know. So I knew, but something, if you watch it on YouTube, something that resonated with me the most in their whole story was obedience. Because after God told them to stop trying for a child, there was a day they according to their story, they were watching Friends and something about ovulation test, and God spoke to Banky to move. I feel like if he didn't move at that time, you know, at that very time, they might have lost the window for their miracle. And it reminds me of how God also asked me not to defer till spring, kind of. Like to continue all my plans to resume school, like I was actually going to resume. And it took a lot of faith, you know. You'll probably hear it in the story. So I myself just finished listening to the episodes again. And they really brought tears to my heart. You know, it's like God really reminded me, this is why you're here, you know. This is why I was thinking like that content is inappropriate for this podcast, you know. But look at me. When I was recording you back then, I was all about, oh, it's for the podcast, but now it's inappropriate. But I've been reminded that I'm only here to bring glory to God's name. I'm only here, as much as I'm here to like share my experiences, tell you about how I'm coping in grad school, I'm also still here to point it all back to Him. So however you see the podcast, mistake it is about 6 months ago. Not like there's anything bad in it, but it's a lot. Even me listening to it, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's a lot. Especially when I look at my stats and I see where people are listening from, I see who and who and where, I'm like, oh my God, you mean like, I don't even know some of these people yet. They're going to have all this information about me. Well, not like it's exactly personal, but it's too revealing. But oh well, oh well, oh well. Oh well. So I guess this is where, this is the end of the recount of my 25th birthday. Every other thing you probably see on you're seeing pictures and videos on Instagram. Make sure to follow the Instagram page, you know, go through it and all of that. Leave me likes. I don't know why people always ask for likes and comments and engagement, right? But I will. Abby, that's what I'm supposed to do, right? Please like, comment, you know, whatever people do for other people's social media pages, share. I think what's important to me is to share, actually, to help me move this PR business, because it's tough. I don't know how else I'm supposed to be publicizing more than making posters, tweeting it, share. So please help me. There's this quote I came across when I was, you know, trying to prepare for my podcast about about me not having to water down my story, because the small amount of people who my story would mean something to them will be the people who would eventually become evangelists of this podcast. So I'm trying to keep true to that in the meantime. And yeah, so that was really it about my birthday, my 25th birthday. I was about to say nothing special, but actually it was everything special to me. Even, I mean, I used to think that on my 25th birthday, I'd already known it was a Monday all along. I knew my 25th birthday was going to be on a Monday, but my daydream was that whoever I was going to be dating at that time would propose to me on that day. That the person would obviously know that he should propose to me on my birthday and not any other day, you know? Amen to some girls who daydream about their proposals every now and then. So I was like, they're going to propose to me at a restaurant when I turn 25. Because, you know, in my head, that was when I was going to get married. But, you know, girl, 30 is the new 23. So I'm ready. I'm ready to wait till then or whenever. So but I'm just so happy. I feel like a new adult. So as many of you who are turning 25 or have turned 25, I'm sure we share same sentiments right now. So far, so good. School has been good. Although, because I took Easter into my own hands and I was like, I'm going to take a break now. I'm really suffering for it and paying for it. So I really can't complain. Even if I miss some deadlines, I'll make sure to catch up, you know, and all that school stuff, which I don't really want to talk about right now. But I hope you guys are also doing well. I hope, how was Easter for you guys? How are you generally? I wish you guys would send me emails so we could gist, but no one out there sending me emails. So it's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to be angry. I'm just going to be here waiting for you to send me an email so we can talk. I hope wherever you are doing well. You are doing great. Whew. And yes, there's something I want to share with you. I wrote it down, like Banky and Adeswa said, that faith is God's love language. And I hope that's what you take away from the end of this podcast. I probably won't come back at the end again. I think this is going to be the end. And I would also, I would attach the former episodes I recorded. And then I would see you on Twitter and Instagram. And hopefully you drop by in my inbox, you know. And when you listen, don't be like, who does Tolu think she is? Just take me as I am, please. I'm an unapologetic idealist. So the way my mind works, you know, just if you Google what idealism and realism is, I'm just an idealist. You know, I believe in the world as it should be, not as it really is. So that's why sometimes I'm like, I struggle with reality. I struggle when people say, but this is how it is. I'm like, no. I don't believe like rules exist. I keep thinking there's an exception to every rule and I am the exception. I don't know if it's helpful or not, but I've seen it work for me more than it hasn't. So yeah. And that's why even when I was going to do my birthday and the woman was like, she can't bring 10 people. Even when we got to the restaurant and I told them we're 11, I was because of how determined I can be and perseverant. I was like, but where is just one more person? What do you mean that the New York State guidelines does not allow 11 on the table? How are you going to split our party into 5 and 6? So how am I going to move between two tables? It would be so weird. What's going to happen to the other 5 people on the other table eating alone? So eventually I was going to, I didn't push. I know I'm in America. You know, it's not like Nigeria where, and I learned this thing from my dad. Like, he must get what he wants. I think that's why I have it. But sometimes I try to control it because there's a point it will get to. You start expecting that everybody, like the world revolves around you and everybody should bend to what you want. Like you always have to get your way, you know. So I'm not like that. But I was like, are you really sure you can't fit us into one table? You know, I was still trying to like push his hand. And eventually, I think the manager came. I was like, oh, what's happening here and whatever. And I told him actually that one person said he might not come. So he shouldn't worry. We'll be 10 for a very long time. And maybe somebody will go before the last person shows up and we won't be breaking any rules. But the manager was like, oh, that's fine. That's fine. You know, let's get you guys set up. And they rearranged the table so all of us could sit on it. And eventually, one person didn't show up. We're eventually 10. So I thank God I didn't break any rules or any state guidelines and whatever. And I was still able to have everyone on one table. And I must say this, if you're having your birthday and they tell you, oh, I'll birthday celebrate, go and sit at the head of the table, it's a lie. Oh, don't believe them. Because sometimes the conversation gets lost on you. So sit in the middle. If it's your birthday and you know, I'm sure you can picture what I'm saying. You've probably seen pictures and they tell you to sit at the top of the table. Don't, next time, my next birthday, if I have a birthday gin, I'm not going to see them. I'm going to see them in the middle where the conversation is happening because I have to keep asking, what did he say? What did he say? So I can catch the joke. So, and you know, it just feels like you're left out. So I had to make sure, I was putting in too much effort to follow the conversation. So you know what, next time someone, nobody said anywhere that Sally Brown has to be at the top of the table. I'm going to sit down in the middle and have fun as well with the conversation. So I guess that's it for now. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get to the end of wherever this podcast is going to end because I think it's almost going to be 2 hours. God help all of us. God even help me with the editing. God help you with the listening because it's a lot. But I hope that whatever you hear inspires your faith. All in all, the whole point and the only reason why I can't say I'm allowing myself shade because I mean, if that's what God really wants me to do, I have to do it. The only reason why I'm just going to do it and not care so much is because at the end of the day, my name means to bring glory to God. That's all I really want. If that's how my own Christianity is going to go, if that's what I'm called to do, you know, to point everything back to God, then that's what I'll do. I want my story to inspire you because there were a lot of moving parts in everything. But I just want it to remind you that, you know, God is still, like, God really, He does answer prayers. Like, God is real. God is, like, I don't know, there's so much more, but I just want you to know that there's no life outside of God. Like, there's nothing you probably need or want that you cannot find in God. And I'm not saying I serve God because of what I can get from Him. You know, I mean, in short, the whole reason why I'm going through all of this is because God just wants to build. He just wants me to keep coming up higher, you know, like going to the next level. There's always a new level with God. Even as I speak to you right now, I'm still trying to move up to the next level. But in all, I just want my story to inspire you and to inspire your faith. Although naturally, I think I had the gift of faith, but I just wanted to, for as many people who this story is for, who they're trusting God for something, not exactly visas, for something that their faith doesn't seem to be able to push for it. I wanted to push for it because I feel like I opened the doors for other students to come to America, even during the pandemic. And I don't stand to be corrected, actually. Although other people might be like, oh, they came before me. They came before me, went to the US. But I still remember when I went to the airport, the woman was like, when she was about to stamp my passport at immigration, before I left Nigeria, Lagos airport, she was like, US embassy is open. I'm like, yes, they're open. They open because of me. I said it under my breath, but I said it because I was so sure for some reason. I don't know why. And I'm still so happy and I'm still so, although everyone has, there are two sides to every story, but this is my story. And now God has proved it. So now the two sides are complete. If that makes any sense. Oh well, okay. Have a great week. Have a lovely week. I'll probably do the Q&A session next week. And you guys get ready. I'm about to start doing some interviews with MBAs, PhDs, you know, and a couple of other students in UK, Canada, hopefully. So this summer is about to go down. I'm so excited for summer that I just pray that I'm just praying for is, God, give me time. You know, I'm already ready to talk. I'm already ready to gist. I'm already ready to squeeze all the details and stories out of all these non-immigrant students. All I just need is time to be able to do all of this, and I'm down. So, and then probably from June, July, August, I should start episodes of coming to America, what to pack, what to do, you know. So, like, please tell all your friends that they are welcome to this community. The content is KPKOPOR. Like, if you're not Nigerian, it means, like, the content is too much. It's spilling over. I be spilling. It can't spill over. It's spilling. Whatever. So, yeah. So, I'm so excited. I think this spring season, I've used this season I've shared my moments in school and all of that, but now we're about to go down. No, that does not make sense. We're about to, whatever it is, it's fine, but I'm excited. You should be excited too. Okay, bye guys. See you in the next episode and enjoy the rest of the podcast. Bye.
Wow. Today is Friday, the 25th of September, 2020, and God has answered my prayers. So, if you've probably listened to the first podcast that I will be releasing about my first testimony, I was expecting God, I had been waiting for God to deliver on a miracle by 23rd September. And I believe he has done it. I'm just so full of joy and I still really can't believe it. I mean, to put myself together to be able to record this, but where do I start from? Okay, so this is because I've adjusted my time zone to Ithaca, New York time. I'm just waking up because I slept at 5 a.m. 5 a.m. is 12 midnight over there. And it's almost 12 noon now, which means it's almost 7 a.m. in Ithaca. And I just woke up to an email saying, let me find the email. No, there's no need to even find it. It's just right at the top of my inbox. It said, hello, you are receiving this email because you requested a student visa interview through our emergency Lagos NIV inbox during a time which the U.S. Consulate General in Lagos was closed to student visa operations. We have not yet resumed full visa operations. However, very soon, we will publicly release an extremely limited number of student visa interviews, which include the visa classes F, M, J and their derivatives. These appointments will be on a first come, first served basis and are not transferable. Any attempt to reserve blocks of interview will be cancelled and the applicant will be blocked from applying in the future. The dates of the interview are 16th October, 23rd October, 30th October, 6th November, 13th November, 20th November, all at 7 a.m. We will still be releasing these appointment slots on 28th of September. At this time, you'll be able to go online and schedule an appointment for the dates listed above. And I forwarded this email to my parents immediately saying, God has done it. He has moved the mountain. Thank you, Salma, for believing with me. This is, gosh. I'm coming up. I'll get to the full gist in a minute. But, oh my goodness. I usually don't like to say, oh, it's because of me, God has done this, you know, like, oh, for the whole world. But this is actually because of me, God has done this for the whole world. God has showed up for me. And because of that, the whole world is going to benefit from it. Well, not the whole world exactly. Well, the whole world. I mean, like, if Nigerians can get their visa, right, then the whole world benefits, right? Well, student visas. I can't be calm. I can't. God, thank you. This is deep on so many levels because I had told God that, God, my school gave me an ultimatum to get back to them by Wednesday on having a visa interview date. If not, and If not, I won't be able to start till spring. I will feel like I'm still a little bit late. But then I remember on Sunday, last year, and I told you how I went to church on Sunday and pastor asked us to worship away our mountains. And you know, it's not like I there's some particular word that I remember because my heart was yearning on that Sunday. I remember the pastor saying things like, it is not too late, at the right time it will happen. I remember him saying, some of you might not be able to, God might not be able to move the mountain, but some of you will be able to climb over the mountains. What else do I remember him saying? I just remember, at the right time, it is not too late, at the right time you will do it. And that is why I am comforted that even though this bill is coming today Friday when the ultimatum was given on Wednesday, there are certain words I remember pastor saying on Sunday, it is not too late to not worry, it is not too late, at the right time it will happen. And then I was like, oh God, I thank you because you will show up on time, you will show up on time, you will show up on time. You know, those are the words I remember. And today they are not true. And that's why I feel confident that I'm about to mail my school and let them know that I'm going to have an interview date in the coming weeks. And, you know, I believe that God will grant me favor because they have to give me a new start date, right? So, what else? I'm happy. Okay, now an extra gist to this. So on the 23rd of September, when I hadn't gotten anything from them, any email, I'd sent the email on the 21st, on the 22nd, to the embassy. And I was like, God, these people haven't responded. God, it's almost 12 midnight today. It's almost 12 midnight. Today is almost up. How far? I haven't gotten any sign that you're going to do anything. And I already had it on my Apple reminder list, you know, on my iCalendar that I was going to record this testimony 23rd of September. So to me, it was like that to-do list hadn't been achieved for that day because I hadn't heard. You know, I was planning that God would show up on time, it would not be too late. And so just before, I was already feeling overwhelmed. In fact, that day I had a class earlier that evening. Normally I won't break down for that. I had a class earlier this evening that normally I wouldn't break down for, even though I didn't understand what was going on in an Excel class. And lecturer just kept teaching, students were answering, I knew what was going on, and then I just started to shed like tears. But I knew that deep down the tears were mostly from what I was already feeling. I was already feeling like, oh my God, God hasn't responded. Today's 23rd September. I kept checking my emails. So I believe that also translated into me not understanding in class. You know, my mind wasn't really there and all of that. And so just at 11 o'clock, funny enough, for no, maybe it's because, and actually my sister was to arrive the next day from the UK, so maybe thinking about it got me cheered up. That's what I want to believe physically, but spiritually I just felt the need to praise God. When people say these things, I don't know, you know, I'm like looking at them, okay, oh, you felt the need, you know. And earlier that morning, I had listened to, you know, when your heart is just expectant. On Thursday morning, I tuned into Celebration Church's 6 a.m. Triumph Morning Devotion, and the person who took it that morning was preaching on trust. Let me even bust your brain. He said, when God does things, they are not coincidences. I mean, there's me, he was saying, I was like, God, what's going on here? How is it that today that I tuned in, the day he decided to make my heart calm? You know, it's like, why? It's just like God was trying to just calm my heart. Preacher talked about Joseph all in that space of 30 minutes. So I was like, God. And why I could actually listen that morning, usually I told you I sleep by 5 a.m., right? But that morning I had an assignment that spilled into 6, 7. So just like I couldn't sleep. You know, there's some assignments that even though you knew your body's already shutting now, but your mind knows you have to complete it. So that 6 a.m. I was still awake. I was like, okay, well, and so working out on this, my Excel sheet, let me just join this one devotion. And he kept saying things like, look at Joseph, even though he promised him that people will bow down before him, it took so long, yet it happened. But you need to learn to trust in God, even when it doesn't look like it. You need to Hey, I was like, what is going on? Then my mom now came and woke us up from one devotion. She now said that we should pray that we'll be marvelously helped by God. I said, that is the kind of help I would need. Normally, all this thing, when my mom started this one during my devotion, I'm like, this woman has come. But I was like, okay, God, please, I need you to marvelously bring me a visa date so that I can let my school know that I am going to still come to the US and I don't have to take my exams here in Nigeria. That's, now, this fast forward to later that evening, and I was like, okay, this 24 Thursday, this is even after like God told me to do something at 11. At 11, I just felt the need to praise him, and I just started. I'm getting the dates mixed up, but all this happened between the 23rd September and today, Friday, 25th September. So at 11 p.m., I just felt happy. I came to my room, and I don't know, I was just feeling vibes. You know, when you just feel vibes, and I said, let me play music. And I just started to play the African medley. And then as I was playing the African medley, I just noticed that I was dancing like I was at a wedding. Hey, I said, God, what's going on? Where is this joy coming from? Why are you asking me to thank you? This means you have done it. Okay, my man was like, maybe you want me to just thank you because my sister is coming back. Maybe you just want me to. So I just kept playing the song. I said, okay, it will be for 30 minutes. So after I played the African medley and I danced myself out, you know, when pastors always say, give him the David dance, even me, I think I'm giving David down. But brothers and sisters, I really gave a David down, even because of how embarrassed I was at myself. I was alone in my room, but I had to switch off the lights because I'm like, what's going on? Because if I keep looking at myself and wondering what's going on, I'll stop doing what I'm doing. But then I felt like I should be doing that at that moment. I can't explain it, but I'm just giving you the gist about what happened two nights ago. And then when that song was over, if you know the African medley title, but I think it was about 7 or 8 minutes, and I was supposed to dance for like 30 minutes. Before then, I'd already come into the room and I was just moving my body, happy. So the music hadn't even started playing until then. And I said, okay, let me put some music to this. And I went on Apple Music and looked for another high priest. I just Googled I Googled Tosin B high priest because, I mean, I like him. I was like, okay, probably I can dance to that. Do you know that by the time that song finished playing, it was 11:30 on the dot. I opened my phone to like bring out an hour so I continue dancing. But I saw it was 11:30 at the dot. So I just stopped and I told God, thank you. I don't know why you have made me do this. I don't know why. You know, maybe at that moment, God had done it and he just wanted me to know. And he just wanted me to, you know, like, bow at his feet. I mean, like, you know, God likes all those things. And I was like, I'm just to thank him because he moved the mountain. This one, I didn't just climb over it. He moved it. They actually responded. Every single day, I'll be like, these people, they have not responded. Maybe I was too desperate. That's why they didn't answer me. Maybe I was too this. That's why they didn't answer. That email has some other funny instructions. So. But this is the testimony. And I am recording it before the excitement leaves my heart, before the joy leaves my soul, because God has done it. God is good. God, you are faithful. God, no one can comprehend you. God, I do not deserve all this love and mercy. But you amaze me. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you showed up. Even though I thought it was late, but you still showed up. If you showed up now, then it is not late. If you showed up now, then it is not late. I'm still grateful. So, and yesterday, my very good friend Shama, who was also supposed to travel to school with me this fall semester, sent me a message saying that the US embassy was opening for their citizens. So they released a message saying that from 5th of October they will be opening to their citizens who want to do passport renewal. So I told my mom, and she was like, ah, that means they will open soon. So my man, I was really like, okay, God, now see, it's because of me this part decided to open. The news, everybody in Nigeria has heard that US embassy is opening in November. But I told God, I'm gonna still remember the day I prayed to you that, God, I need to leave this country. That was the day you opened airports, and I knew that you had already started to answer my prayer. Do you get? That was the day. I'm not saying it's because of me God opened that airport, but at that moment it just felt like, I mean, I'd been praying all throughout the day, but that day something happened to me at home where I just felt like, God, I need to get out of this place as soon as possible. It was like God saw, if I mean, God saw my heart. That's going to be another podcast for another day. But God saw the heaviness in my heart. And it was, so to me, when I saw nothing on Twitter that our airport had been open after they told us 15th of October, I just knew that God has started to answer my prayers. So you telling me that embassy is open in November, it did not correlate. Because it didn't just add up to me. So when people would say it, I'm like, oh, that's fine. Even in school, they ask when are you coming? I'm like, very soon. I'm going to join you, Ithaca soon. My parents had even already paid my rent for September. So it was like, I already saw myself there. Guys, I already told you my wristwatch is on Ithaca time at the moment. So there was the only thing is that my body hadn't just teleported. So it did not add up. So I'm just grateful. I refuse to allow people make me believe that it was going to be November. Yes, that's fine. That's what you heard. But that's not what my spirit is hearing. And I just refused. Today, I am christening myself with the name Abraham. I believe that God has now gifted me the spirit of faith, the gift of faith. I believe now if there was a second Bible written, I would humbly replace the man that Abraham was. I believe I'm a friend of God. I believe that when God asks me to move, I move in obedience, even when I don't understand it. Now I wish I could call Pastor Mike Todd. I'm like, I had crazy faith for my visa and God did it. I had crazy faith. They actually mailed me and told me that I was one of these, because I requested for it. That's why they are mailing me. See, they are November dates, but they're also October dates. I've not scheduled my visa yet though. I know, like, this is me hopping the train. Up in my Maserati. Hey, it's not, eh? But yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you so much, God. I don't know what I can give you. I don't know what I can say to you at this moment. Maybe God knew that after he does it, I won't even want to dance. Like, if someone told me now to dance, I'll be too shy, I'll be too odd, you know. I can't even imagine. But that 30 minutes God asked me to dance for him, I was reckless. You should have seen me. I was reckless. No one should have seen me. I was reckless. I was like, what the heck am I doing? You know when people in church, all those boys in church that dance like they're on TV or something, and you always laugh. Okay, I don't laugh at them, but I'm like, wow, these guys, they actually dancing so recklessly in church. I was recklessly dancing 2 nights ago, 11 to 11:30 p.m. And I can't wait for my mom to call me and be like shouting over the phone and be like, praise the Lord. So this is probably a testimony I have to give in church. Because God did it for me. I had not been going to church for the longest time. And then I felt it on Thursday last week that I should go. I should just go. Actually, this one was not felt. Yes, this woman put it in me, but I just felt like I'd missed God. I wanted more than online, you know. So I was like, I'm going to church on Sunday. And luckily for me, God was already waiting for me that Sunday. So he probably led me there. Now, I remember what Moe Green always say. She has said this thing before and I've kept it with me. That every leading is from the Holy Spirit. Every coincidence is a leading. Something like that. Something like every feeling I have is a leading. When I say I'm feeling something, it is a leading to do something. So, guys, I have approximately 2 weeks to get my act together, to pack my stuff. And the way it's looking, let me end this podcast with the way this thing is looking. I just checked the calendar. I was like, I wanted a Friday date, so nothing interferes with my classes. I'm free on Fridays. I can go in. The first interview date is the Friday, y'all. If I can get my interview within that 1 week, guess when I'll be leaving? 23rd. 23rd of October. So even though our video said I will leave this country before 23rd September, oh well, how's October? It's like God is saying, oh, how's October? I'm like, God, don't worry, it's not too late. I can wait. I can wait. Guys, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it that he has done it. I still can't believe it. But that part is really getting me so hyped. Like, if I actually get my visa, after the 16th and it's due in 3 days, it says, oh, come pick it up on Monday. Guys, I'm out of here by Friday, 23rd, to arrive Sunday so I can, like, go back into my normal classes on Monday. So, in short, I'm going to cry wells of tears if I actually on 23rd. I'm like, God, no. You mean I actually left on 23rd? You mean this 23rd is actually means something to you? guys, 23rd is going to mean a new thing. Maybe I should just fix my wedding days for the 23rd, because I know that that's a day God has visited me. Maybe this is still my 23rd birthday present that he has been owing me. Okay, no, I shouldn't feel obligated to say that. Okay, but guys, you know what? I'm so happy. This is probably going to be part two of the part one testimony. And like I said before, this testimony is not for everyone. And I apologize in advance if maybe you're going to feel offended that, oh, does she think she's special? I'm sorry, but yes, I think I'm special. I know people say, oh, Jacob, I'm sorry. I don't like the fact that Jacob was more preferred than Esau. I don't, but I have to live with it. And you might just have to as well. I believe I am special. I believe that God might have wanted to open that visa office all along, but he needed one person to move spiritually in prayer. I believe that, although even when we went to church that day, there was no prayers. The pastor just said, God said, all of you worship away your mountain. There might have been other people worshiping away their mountains. There are other people who need to leave the US. But I believe a lot of people had given up and were waiting for September, waiting for November. But I refused to give up. Even though now, I just refuse to give up. I'm not even giving excuses. And I'm sorry, but I actually feel special. And now this testimony might not be for everyone to listen to. But there are particular people. This is not probably a testimony that's going to help you now believe God for a visa. No, no, no. It's just to be able to hold on to God for special things in your life. The newsletter I received from Kemi and Apon Judge yourself. The last one I remember receiving was something about staying power. What's it like? Everybody knows, I know I'm going to be successful in life. I know I'm going to get a job someday. I know I'm going to get married someday. But am I willing to wait from now to when it's actually going to happen? And in that waiting period, a lot of things can happen. But a lot of people are still able to arrive there because they trusted. Imagine if you had no God to trust in. You would only... Imagine if I had no God to trust in. I would just probably be wading through this earth alone, empty, frustrated. And you know, the likes... With this message, this testimony I'm sharing today, I'm sharing it with people who always feel victimized or who always feel like, why do I have to go through these hurdles just to get my testimony? I mean, look at other people, they're already, look at people already traveling, people maybe who had to go to UK. But I remember that I did not choose to go to US on my own. So I am backed up in so many ways, and that is why I can go back to God and remind him that his promises have not yet been delivered. And I just want to encourage you that if you are still in between thinking, should I have crazy faith or not? This is foolproof. And when you have your crazy faith, have it with dates in mind. Like, put down those dates. God is a God of dates. I'm serious. And well, we all know God's a God of details. Details involves dates. So, like, have dates. Have ultimatums for him. Let him know. Although this ultimatum is not something I gave him, I was like, God, see, my school has said this. But God came through. He came through. So, bye, guys, at this moment, today is... Friday 25th September 2020, 12 noon, about 12:10 p.m. in the afternoon. I am signing out to go mail my school. I will let you guys know. Next time, I'm probably recording a podcast when I'm traveling. And guys, I'm going to tell my parents that they should go book flights for the 20th of October. Yeah, guys, I work in faith. I move by faith and not by sight. Even if for most of them, like, are you sure? What if they deny your visa? Ta! Get out! They cannot deny it. After God has already brought me this far. See, there's all... I can't even deal. So you mean, like, after I've had all this faith, all this long, because visa to open, one small demon of doubt will not come and whisper to me, what if you don't get the visa? I'm sorry, it's impossible. I'm so sorry, you devilish demon. It's you that cannot even get the visa to leave this country. You cannot follow me from my father's house. You cannot. I'm sorry, it's not everybody that has demons from their father's house. You might not relate. I'm not being superstitious at all. I'm not even a superstitious... Okay, maybe I am a superstitious person, but it comes with the religion. It comes with the faith. Okay? Signing out, guys. Thank you so much. I hope that you start to live your own life full of faith, hope, and trust in God. And if you need any help, if you need someone to pray with, if you need... I don't know what you might need, but I'm going to be here for you, especially if you're struggling with having faith in God. This is like my second or third radio of something I believe God for, something heavy I believe God for. So I believe I can just offer moral support to you. And you can, you know where to reach me. Just send me an email at anonymousstudent@gmail.com.
And I will send me an, no, send me an email rather than a DM on Instagram. An email is better. I love you guys. I love God more. And I'm just so grateful. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Hey! I am now a U.S. citizen. Coming to the America. Hey! I am now a U.S. citizen. Coming to the America. Okay, not U.S. citizen anyway, but I mean U.S. student. Whatever. I'm just happy. Bye, guys. Hi, guys. So this is me just sneaking back to, like, help clarify certain things about the what you just listened to. So the voice note I attached was from 25th September of 2020, and I think I gave a little bit of a backdrop, but just to say the testimony in my own words, as this is really my birthday vlog, where V stands for voice. Yes, I said so. Not video. Oh well, but I'm still very grateful to God. I know, like, it's a lot in that video, me crying and everything. I'm even myself, I'm like, oh my God, Tolu, no. Like, I'm even, like, not looking at myself. But yeah, but just give you a little bit of a backdrop, not to take your time longer than I have already. And thank you if you've gotten to this point. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, so this journey started in 2018, coming here. And as much as it might not be a big deal for everyone, honestly, like, coming, studying now, like, people who are moving, like, coming here to school, it might not be a big deal anymore because people are just up in and leaving, people are getting their visas and all that. But back then, during a pandemic, it was really a test of faith. It was really a stretch of my faith. It was a whole journey. It was like, come up higher with me, kind of work with God time. So it was a lot. But back in 2019, so this, I shared in episode 4 on how I got into Cornell, episode 5, one of them. I talked about how I was working in an oil and gas company before I came here. So the thought of a master's didn't come until someone suggested it to me. I was so sure that I was going to eat that, secure that oil money, you know. And then when I started the journey on the 23rd of August, so I have my book here with me where I wrote down a lot of these things so I don't forget what God has done for me. I had a friend send me a message on Twitter saying, "Hi Tolu, how are you doing? I'd like to confirm if you're currently applying to any schools for master's degree abroad. I dreamt about us. You had 5 different scholarship offers. One was fully funded and the others were partial. Your essay was the best and it was the reason you were picked. I just want to encourage you not to give up or give in to fear. Believe in your skills and the knowledge that God has given you. Believe what he has said about you. All will turn for our good in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day." And this was on 23rd of August 2019 from Wumi Adewale. And she sent me this message and I held on to it because as at that time I was preparing for my GRE and I was really scared. I was like, oh my God, God, I don't want you to tell me that you want to show forth your glory in my life and I will not do well. Like, I'm really preparing. I got it. Even after all this, I eventually failed, got a total the second time, and I still got a lower score in my GRE. I've shared all this before in episode 4. But eventually, now that I really look back and I'm just, like, really going back, like, memory lane, I'm being really grateful for what God has done for me, because I was like, what has God really done for me? I think I've thanked him enough for bringing me to America. But then I'm looking back now at the miracle that led up to this point, and I'm just still so grateful. So I held this word in my hand, I held it, I was like, okay, that's proof that I'm on this journey to actually going for my master's. I'm not just cooking it up in my head. And then eventually, in October that same year, I started applying. I applied to Stanford, you know, Cornell, all these other schools, Northwestern, GW, Columbia. I applied to about 6 schools. And then eventually by February, I got my first admission to Cornell. And then, you know, then pandemic hit in March. Then April, I had a dream. So I've shared all of this on Aladdin's channel. Honestly, that's why I really don't know why I'm still sharing it on my podcast. But just in case, let me just still share. I mean, now this is my own platform. So in April, I had this dream where You know, I felt like people came to attack me. I was in this new nice clothes. I had my own car, you know, and some hoodlums came to attack me. And, you know, they were pulling at my clothes. They want to, you know, this thing they do in Lagos, so they take your mirrors, your front side mirrors. I came back and I saw that where I parked, my mirrors weren't there, you know, and all of that. And I woke up and I told my mom about the dream. And she was like, pray about your admission, or the devil will not collect anything that they have given you. And honestly, legitimately, I really thought I had to now pray against like anybody taking something good from me. And for me, my only fear was my funding, because news was already going around that people who had funding because of COVID, they might not be able to fulfill that promise and all that. But I mailed my program coordinator and I asked her if my funding was still intact, and she said it was, that I shouldn't worry about it. So I thought God had done it, you know, because like before I even emailed her, I'd already prayed that God would grant me favor. So I really thought, you know, that was the end of the journey. I didn't know I still had to primo. And I really thought that, you know, COVID would be up by June. We all thought like by June COVID would have gone, you know, we'll be back. I would be traveling to the US in July or August. But I didn't know like there were still battles ahead, you know. And August came, yet flights hadn't still been open. And for most of you that know, it was already, for most of you that stay with your parents actually, you all know that it got to a point that it was like, okay, please, can this lockdown come to an end? And then something happened one day and I was like, God, I cannot be here again. Please take me out of this country. And then I God really saw my heart that day. But I'm not saying it's because of me or anything, but it was just, you know, it was just a testament that it just gave me hope. Then Lagos State Government announced that flights will be resuming in August 29, 2020, if I remember clearly. Although they didn't, like, flights didn't start leaving the country until about September 5th or 15th, if I remember. But I still remember that when I heard that announcement, I was like, yes, finally. Then that means embassies will soon start opening, right? But then we even had family friends working at the embassy who said, embassies are not opening till November. Tell your daughter that she should just defer. She should just defer. There's no need. That's when all the problem now started. But I said, God, no, I'm not going to care, you know? And honestly, like, realistically, everyone started deferring because it was like, there's no point. Let's wait to go. But I really wanted to come to school. Like, I didn't want to have to take my exam because I had made up my mind that since I didn't have a job at the moment, I should start school online, that there won't be a problem. There was internet, there was 24 hours light. So what's my excuse for not starting school, right? Why am I deferring? So I eventually decided to, so school resumed September 2nd of 2020. And I started with them. Like I always say, I switched my clocks, blah, 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 and all of that. And then one day I was reviewing my CV with Pearl because I'd already started applying for jobs too in the US and for internships. And Pearl, who was reviewing the CV with me on Zoom, then I got an email from my school saying they're sorry that they noticed I'm an international student, but I haven't yet declared when I'm coming or something like that. I haven't told them of my arrival, something like that. That the latest time to be in the US is 5th of October 2020, but I need to inform them by 23rd or 25th of September about my visa date. And by then we had not heard anything, like nothing. There's nobody I could talk to, like who, even the person that we knew who was like higher up in the embassy, she had told us November. So like, what was the explanation for my faith that the embassy was going to open? Like, now that I think about it, it was actually funny back then. But it wasn't funny back then. Now it's funny because I was really moving on a limb, or how they say. So, oh well, I was like, okay, what's going to happen now? Like, who am I going to talk to? I was like, you sure? When I got that email, my heart just sank because I was so sure that they didn't need me to come to school as early as September. I thought I could still resume in November when embassies open. We'll all be fine. I'll still qualify for my because the woman had, I didn't send an email to the international office earlier that, but when is the latest time I can come into school so I can still qualify for my summer internship? And I think she told me 13th of November. So I was still okay. I was like, then God will just open the embassies first week in November and I'll leave. But school now sent me another email that I need to tell them when I'm coming and all that. So I told her that this, she sent me this email as about like 19th of September 2020. Giving me a week to get back to her, and I was like, okay, I'll get back to you, I'll let you know, and all of that. So I was like, God, how am I gonna get back to her in 7 days? What's like, So that's how I moved. I started calling all the embassies. I called Lagos Consular Office. I called Abuja Consular Office. There's nothing I know, though. And I was like, I can't email them. My email is going to, like, go into voicemail. In fact, people thought I'd be emailing them, so why should I email them? But the 21st of September, I eventually summoned courage and sent an email. Before that 21st, and another issue, I talk about how, because I'd been attending online services, I had missed God, and I was like, oh, I should go to church on Sunday. And then, although I wasn't really feeling it, that morning, I remember it even rained, and I was like, ugh, this is the devil. You know, you pretend yourself it's a lie, it's the devil, I'm definitely going to church. I even slept late because I had an assignment from school here that was so tasking that I couldn't sleep early. And I still remember waking up and going to church that day. And when we got to church, the topic was, this mountain must move. Hey, I was like, yes, amen, hallelujah, you know, and all of that. But eventually, that service, we really worshiped God. We just worshiped. And the pastor said a lot of things that confirmed my faith. He wasn't saying things like that related to like things in my family. And I was like, wow, I was really meant to be here. And so that really strengthened my faith. And I was like, okay, God, let's do this. Let's do this, you know? Like, okay, God, I'm going to believe you. You have 1 week to show up. I didn't even tell my prayer warrior mother, because as much as I knew she would pray for me, but I didn't believe her faith would be, like, I did not trust her to have faith on my behalf. I wanted God to say that it's all or nothing. And then I sent that email. I sent an email to the embassy saying, good morning, very polite email. My name is so this. I have paid my school fees for the semester, and I really like to join my classmates in the US. My school has given me an ultimatum that I need to resume by so date, and I really appreciate it if I'm given a special visa on request, or like not even special visa, like if they could expedite. Because, you know, we started hearing that embassies were opening for their own citizens, not us who were non-citizens. So I was like, okay, if you could, there's something they call it when you can expedite your visa, request for a visa date, you know. So I was like, if they could do that for me, I really appreciate it, blah, blah, blah. And I sent the emails like, God is you. Every morning I will wake up with a heaviness on my heart. Like, God, this part no reply. I'll be checking every day. 23rd September came, which I think was already 1 week. And there's this video I also have. I'll probably put it on Instagram, where a couple of friends and I went to Education USA Fair last year, 23rd September 2019, saying that we'll post this video when we get to the US by 23rd September 2020. Yet I was still in the country. And I was like, God, it's almost 23rd September 2020. Yet you, at least if you just prove, if they give me a visa date, that's proof I'm still living, even though I haven't left yet, you know. And I saw nothing. Then on the 24th, I felt the need to praise God. I think I mentioned it in the voice memo that I attached. Talked about how I felt led to praise God. And then on morning of the 25th, that was when I recorded what you just listened to. You know, on the morning of the 25th, after my mind had already started calming down, and you know what, Tolu is fine. It's okay if you don't go, don't worry, nothing will happen. When you get here, you still get your job. You'll be okay. You know, like, calm down. Like, even if God does not do it, He's still God, you know. So I had already, like, resolved in my heart that nothing was going to happen. I mean, it was already 20 that passed. The ultimatum the school official gave me had already passed. And then 25th on that morning, I got the email. And then I couldn't contain myself. And then, you know, I broke down and I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. I knew other people had been sending emails. Maybe I used to tell myself, maybe it's because the emails were too much. Then my own now broke the camel's back. And I'm like, okay, this girl, she has really cried to us in this email. Oh yeah, let's give all of them visa dates. Although I still say that it's because of me. And I really still don't stand to be corrected. But yes, and that was how God opened the doors of the embassy to all students who were planning to travel on an F1 visa. And maybe that's what really inspired me. that's not what inspired me, because I already was going to be the non-immigrant student before this visa started. But that's how I was able to, get my non-immigrant visa to come to the US. And so that's the whole story leading up to this time. And I remember saying in that VN that it would be mad if I live on the 23rd, blah, blah, blah. Eventually, I got my visa date. So, in fact, when I booked it, I said on Aladdin's channel how by 8 a.m. They told us that by 9 a.m. We can start picking dates. But I woke up and I set up my laptop. I set up like 2 devices, told my sister to man one, I'll man one, whoever picks one first. Because I was now, after I got the date, and now, after I got that email, I mailed my school that I've gotten a date. I You know, they hadn't given us dates yet, but they just told us they will open and so date. So I just felt like God had already answered my prayer. There's no need to be calculating one and two. I sent an email to my school that I have gotten a date. I will fill the arrival resumption arrival form. I will fill it and let them know when I'm resuming. Blah 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 blah. So I was like, okay. And then eventually they sent us an email on the 20th. They sent us an email saying by 28th of September we should book date. And the first visa date eventually was 16th of October. And I got the first date. Thank God for that. There's a whole nother story. People who remember that, they remember it vividly because all the dates finished before our very eyes. In fact, they told us that we should log in by 9, but by 9, all the dates were gone. So everyone had already logged in. So I still don't get why they lied to us. But luckily for me, I logged in by 8 a.m. I just said, let me be an hour early. Some of my mates had even been there by 7 a.m. But eventually, I got the first date on the 16th. I booked my flight to leave on the 23rd of October. So this 23rd date is very special to me. It is really, really extremely special to me. Even the time God told me, like 23rd of June, I also had it down that so when I was like, God, shall I defer or not? I felt it, like, go on with all your school registration processes, get yourself ready, like you are going to resume this fall. And the date I put this down was 23rd June 2020. So that's why I know that all these dates mean something, and I wasn't moving on my own. And eventually 23rd October came. It was coming, then NSAS happened. the unforgettable night, October 20th, 2020. And so embassy sent an email that they will be closing down, they'll be shutting down. And I think I was supposed, my visa was going to be ready about 3 days after, like on the 21st. They shut down the night of the 20th. And so Qatar also sent an email that they would, Nigerian government has grounded all their flights. They can't leave the country. That was another panic wave all over again. I was like, hey God, when are they going to open the country again? It was a whole roller coaster. And even when they now opened and I moved my flight out to October 30th or 31st, even my friends kept encouraging me that November will not meet me in Nigeria. And truly, truly, and truly, I was on a plane from Doha to New York by 1st of November 2020. And then I think I arrived here November 2nd or November 1st. I think I arrived here November 1st and got to school November 2nd. And the next morning I woke up, I talk about in one of my episodes how I cried. Like, I cried for, it felt like I cried for 30 minutes, but it was a long time. So that's my testimony. That's what God did for me. That's how God moved. Honestly, He moved that mountain. I remember even seeing the flyer for that church service. I was like, what is this? I'm not going, please. What is God move that mountain? But indeed, He really moved it. He picked it up like it was just a stone and threw it away. And that was how God opened the embassies and I'm here. Even if I still come in January, it will still be fine. But that particular miracle God did for me has, you know, made my faith so boisterous. Like, it's, now you can't tell me I can't have something anymore. You can't. You can't just tell me that, no, you can't do that. It's not possible. Like they really say, what God cannot do does not exist, you know. Now nobody can tell me what can be done or what cannot be done. If I need it done, then I put my faith to work. That's all. I put my faith, I put my energy, my money if needs be, you know, and I get to work. And now I trust God more than ever before. I trust Him to remain faithful. I trust Him that, you know, I'm not on this journey by myself. I trust Him that, you know, the steps of the righteous man are truly and truly, truly ordered by the Lord. And I'm so grateful to God. Even when I went to pick my passport from the office, there was a way bill that had my name, but the passport was not mine. My father was like, oh my God. And if you see where my father is panicking, it's always so funny. And I was like, God, you mean, okay, now we are here and my passport is missing. So do you mean to tell me that my passport is still in like VI, like the visa office, and my flight was already booked? So what's really happening? So I was just calm and the man went back and checked and he found my passport and he brought my passport out. And I was like, now we're talking. And that's how eventually on Saturday, 31st of October, I left Nigeria and it was such a happy day. All my siblings, I have pictures of it on my Instagram, you know, and even my moving, my packing, how I did give away, even though it was free clothing. It was a whole lot of fun. And I'd been packing the whole lockdown. So I just thank God and I'm grateful. And that's what I'm really grateful for, this 25th year of mine. And that's why now I feel like I owe it to God to use this opportunity. I owe it to God to make the best of this opportunity, for bringing me out here this far, you know, even for inspiring other people who are now applying. I have a couple of friends who have now applied to Ivy League schools and gotten in. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And this is what encourages me to keep doing this and to keep sharing my story. I'm so grateful. And I pray that for as many things you also trust in God for, He comes through for you. Honestly, He comes through for you in a big way, in a big way that blows your mind. Because I kept listening to songs like Tasha Cobbs, you know, I'm getting ready to see something I've never seen. And honestly, God did it for me. And I'm still today, till tomorrow, I'm still grateful. I'm still sharing my testimony on Mount Everest. I will still do it. And yes. So I think we've come to the end, final end of this birthday testimony. Thank you for getting to this point. Like I said, this episode might not be for everyone, honestly. And I don't feel offended if you didn't get to the end. Trust me, I don't. I really don't. I'm just grateful to God that, you know, that you're at least you're still listening to other episodes. So don't worry, next week I'll see you. I'll come with something more fun. I'll try to come with something more fun. And stay tuned on Twitter and my Instagram. And don't forget to send me an email or a question that you'd like me to answer. And yes, just remember, if I can do it, you can do it too. More, bigger, 10 times better, etc. Okay, so enjoy the rest of your week. Please, when I post that this episode is out, please share, like, subscribe, write me a review, let me know your comments, send me feedback, leave me a tweet, leave me a DM, leave me an email, and all that good stuff. Okay, bye for now.